A reading from Matthew 12:15b to 21. Aware of this, Jesus withdrew from that place. Many followed him, and he healed all their sick, warning them not to tell who he was. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. "Here is my servant whom I have chosen, the one I love, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will proclaim justice to the nations. He will not quarrel or cry out. No one will hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out, till he leads justice to victory. In his name the nations will put their hope."
I'm very aware that Isaiah prophesies the coming of Jesus, and this passage, I think it's from the 42nd chapter, I could be wrong, of Isaiah. "Here is my servant whom I have chosen, the one I love, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will proclaim justice to the nations." It's funny because we're going to be coming up on the Sermon on the Mount, and this proclaiming justice to the nations is a little different than this sermon, perhaps, but I think that Jesus, I mean, I just focused on this particular quote from Isaiah. He's a servant. He's loved by God. He delights God in what he is, you know, his role in restoration. We've read and talked about the coming of the Holy Spirit. It comes down and lands on him like a dove. I think that's described in the Gospel of John. And he will proclaim justice to the nations. And I'd like to see if you could focus on justice to the nations and see how that fits into the Jesus narrative. What do you think justice to the nations really means?
Yeah, well, first I would, you know, think about that word nations. When we hear the word nations, you know, we think of nation states. We think of Russia and El Salvador, right, and Canada and Mexico. But nations in the biblical sense is probably should be translated peoples, you know,
okay,
justice to the peoples, meaning like all the different people groups of the world. And yes, sometimes those are nation states. But and then the way that this phrase ends, in his name, the nations will put their hope. In his name, the peoples will put their hope. And you're talking about the justice that he'll bring. I think it's all related, right? The justice and salvation. The king. He's talking about the kingdom of God. And when I think about nations or peoples around the world, you and I have both traveled internationally. It's this amazing thing when you go worship at a French church in a French territory or a Spanish-speaking church somewhere, and they all have different, you know, translations of the name Jesus, but they're all singing to the name. They're all singing to the person, the name of Jesus. And this justice, I think, too, are you exploring, like, what does it mean? What is justice? What does godly justice look like for the nations? Is that what you're asking about?
Yeah, I just I'm not sure what it really does mean, and that's why I asked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think when you think about the word justice in the Bible, I immediately think of when John the Baptist says, "The valleys will be raised up, and the mountains will be made low, and the crooked paths will be made straight." In other words, when there's injustices in the world, God will punish. When there's righteousness in the world, God will bless, and that comes, it's not so formulaic like it is in the Old Testament, but he will right the wrongs. In a very biblical sense, he will care for those who have received injustices, those who are marginalized, those who are beat down, those who are abused. He will tenderly care for them, even while he deals with the people who bring injustice through punishment or consequences or whatever. He will tenderly care for those. That's what I think. It's like a comprehensive, communal, setting things right and inaugurating a kingdom of shalom and of peace where everybody is living in harmony and unity with one another, all under the authority of King Jesus.
Yeah, one other way, and this is not the translation, but it might be clearer if it said, "And he will proclaim the coming of justice to the nations or the peoples."
Right.
Because actually in our worship, we do talk about that, you know, to come. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot in that here. And you know, it's kind of ironic that to establish justice, the worst kind of injustice has to happen, and that's the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. But anyway, those are just ruminations. They're not scholarly thoughts or something. But I think it's interesting. In fact, it's very interesting how a phrase like that then can provoke a kind of conversation that we're having about it.
Hmm.